Learn Sefer Shmuel tonight. Chapter 11. With your permission, sentence 14. Shmuel chapter 11, sentence 14. This is the Haftarah of this week's parasha. Shmuel Aleph, with your permission. Shabbat. So the party? In Los Angeles? Pasuk Yud Aleph. So in the sign it says Haftarat Korach. Page 668. No, no, no. Yimash Mon Alam. No. Huh? Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Haftarat Korach. The Navi says, "Ayom Shmuel el Am lechu v'nilcha yugal v'chadesh ha'mamlucha." Shmuel at the time he was the Navi. He told them, Israel, let's go to the place called Gilgal. This is the first stop that Am Israel had when they crossed the Jordan River. On the Chadesh HaMamlucha, let's going to renew the kingdom. Prior to it already, it says, the Navi says before, that Shaul was ordained to become the king. But when he says, let's go back to the Gilgal and let's make the kingdom revived again. Bechu kol ha'am ha'Gilgal, the only issue went to the Gilgal, v'amichu sham et Shaul lifnei Hashem ha'Gilgal. He made Shaul as a king. Bechu sham zachim shlamim lifnei Hashem, the sacrifice in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zvachim Shlamim. Vesmach Sham Shaul v'chol Anshei Yisrael ad meod. We're very happy. Yim Shmuel kol Yisrael, yim shamati mikolchem, I listen to you, v'chol asher amatem ni v'amnich alechem melech. You asked me to appoint a king, I did appoint what you wanted. This is the king going in front of you. I became old. My children were together with you. Since I was a child, I was walking in front of you. And here I am. Anuvi neged Hashem neged Meshecho. And show me lakachti. Did I take any boon from anyone? The chamo milakachti. Did I take any donkey with me? Ashakti. Did I steal? את מי רצותי, did I take a bribe, ומיד מי לקחתי כופר? Did I take any ransom from anybody? ואני מעיניי בואו ואשיב לכם. And I made myself like I didn't see what to do, and I'm going to give you back. ויאמרו, לא אשפתנו? And said, no, he didn't steal anything, לא רצותנו. He didn't try to convince us and bribe us, לא לקחתי מיד לשמם, I didn't take anything from no one. ויאמר עליהם, עד השם בכם, ועד משיחו היום הזה. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא is witness, and משיח is witness, question who is the משיח, כי לא מצאתי בידי מאומה, he didn't find anything wrong with me. ויאמר עד, הגמרא said, ויאמר עד, זאת הגמרא, they heard from שמיים, a voice from הקדוש ברוך הוא, את הקדוש ברוך הוא said, עד. All of a sudden everybody heard from Shamayim, somebody saying, Ed, witness. It means it's not the Shmuel Avi is asking the whole nation. And maybe somebody did not appear at that meeting, maybe somebody said something in the audience, and Shimon HaLevi did not hear him. So the Gemara, in one version, the Gemara says, Vayomer Ed, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu answers from Shamayim, it's true. Shmuel is 100% pure. אם השמואל אל העם, השם אשר ראתה את משה ואת אהרון ואשר את עמכם מארץ מצרים, הקדוש ברוך הוא created משה ואהרון and took you out of מצרים, ואתה התייצבו ושבתה את עצמם לפני השם. I want to judge you in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא. את כל תזכות השם אשר עשה אתכם ואת אבותיכם, הטבע הקדוש ברוך הוא did with you and your fathers. אשר ביעקב מצרים, יעקב הרג ממצרים וזרקו אבותיכם אל השם. It means after we started the whole exile in Egypt, your father screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means after the whole slavery started, וישלח השם את משה ואת אהרון את יתר בתיכם במצרים וישיבו במקום הזה. משה and Aaron came, took them out of מצרים, and they put you here in ארץ ישראל. ושלחו את השם אלוקיהם, וסוגת הקדוש ברוך הוא. במקור אותם מיד סיסרא, הקדוש ברוך הוא sold them in the hands of סיסרא, צץ וחצות, the hands of the army of Chatzor, Yad Plishtim, the hands of the Palestinians, Yad Melech Moab, and the hands of the king of Moab, Elachamu Gam. He had to fight with them, they fought with them, ויזעקו אל השם, they screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ויאמרו חטאנו, כי עזבנו את השם. We've seen, we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ונבוא את הבעלים את השטרות, we obeyed, we saved עבודה זרה, דבר על ההשתרות ואתה צילנו מיד הבנים אל העבדך. מי זה הקדש מחוסי ואז הם going to worship you. נשאר השם את ירובל ואת בדן ואת שמשון ואת תפתח ואת שמואל, זאת לומר את מסל וכל נושא שמואל, ונצל אתכם מיד בבחים אל סביב ותשבו בטח. זה הוא saved you. And then you settle, you dwell certain without any problem. ותראו, and then you saw, כי נחש מלחמון בא לכם, you saw the king of Ammon Achash arrived, but אמרו לי, לא, no, כי מלך ימלוך עלינו, being the king. But, והשם ימלכם עליכם, הקדוש ברוך הוא יסוגר, so what you need the king for? ואתה הנה המלך אשר בחרתם, אשר שאלתם, this is the king that you chose, that you always requested, והנה נתן השם עליכם, this is your king that you wanted. But, אם תראו את השם, if you're going to be afraid, you're going to think that הקדוש ברוך הוא יסוגר, ועבדתם אותו, you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, שמעתם הכל, listen to him, בוא תאמרו לפי השם, he did not do anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, וייתם גם אתם וגם המלך השם עליכם, אחרי השם עליכם. You and the king, you will be at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אם לא תשמעו, if you're not going to listen to כל השם, בבוא יצף HaKadosh Baruch Hu, מריתם לפי השם, אם you're not going to obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, והייתה יד השם בכם ואתכם, אחרי השם HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you. הייתה יד השם בכם ואתכם, the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be inside you and your father. גם אתה רוצה נראה התייצבו, הוא stand up and look את הדבר הגדול הזה, look at the big thing אשר השם עושה ממנו לכם, הקדוש ברוך הוא הזמין אותם לפני הלוק צריך איתים היום, today is time that the harvest, the wheat היום יקרא אל השם, I'm going to call הקדוש ברוך הוא ביתן כל אותו מטה, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to bring the thunders and water and the rain וראו כי רעתכם רבה, it's a big mistake אשר אתם עניין השם משה לכם מנך it is a big mistake, you should not have asked to have a king. The main question is, we do know that the mitzvah in the Torah, one of the 630 mitzvot, to start point a king. And here Shmuel HaNavi says, you did something very bad that you requested a king. Not such a bad thing. So again, maybe this was a time that they wanted to have a king. And that time really was not the right time. This is the time that they had the war started with Ammon. But there's a mitzvah in the Torah to appoint a king. Well, the Chachamim has the same question, so Shmuel HaNavi so upset, he says nothing wrong with asking a king, and even if it won't be a mitzvah from the Torah, it's nothing, something that I did a mistake, that's the right mistake, but if I want to have a government, it's nothing wrong to have a government, so you appoint a government, so yes, I like Shmuel HaNavi very much, but I like to have a government, so Shmuel HaNavi was just a rabbi, and you know, when we go to a war, you need somebody. The Torah says, when you go to a war, you need a Kohen Gadol, you need other people. You don't find it in the world, in the time before that was the world conducted the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Torah. It doesn't say that in the Navi. No one's ever king, so Shmuel says, so upset. What are you so upset about? The one is king, he is the king, so nothing's wrong. So he said, I am old and that I have children and you wanted to have a king, so you wanted to have his children a job, that's what it means. So the whole purpose of this lecture that Shimon Navi is giving them is not to do with asking a king. I mean, if you behave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. If you don't behave, Chas Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the opposite. But this has nothing to do with having a king or not having a king. And HaKadosh Shimon Navi Hashem is going to make a miracle, he said he's going to bring rain, because in Eretz Yisrael it never rains in the summertime. It was the Ketur Chitin was the time to harvest the wheat. And this is the time of Chag HaShavuot. The time of Chag HaShavuot is going to bring rain to show that it is a bad thing by asking a king. And Kach Mon Hashem, Shmon Navi, and Navi is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Batin Hashem Kuretu Matar, Vayom Ahu. So all of a sudden they saw the rain is coming down. Rak Olah Meod, everybody was afraid. Et Hashem Ve Shmuel, they were afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shmon Navi, they saw a miracle, it's raining. ויאמרו כל העם אל שמואל יתפלל בעד עבדיך, פליז, פרי את הקדוש ברוך הוא for us, for you sleep, זה לה' אלוקיך ואל נמות, we might die. כי אספנו על כל חטאתנו רע לשלום המלך, so we did such a big mistake, besides all the sins that we committed, to turn the sin we did, that we ask for a king, and we afraid we're gonna die, please, pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא, that we're not gonna die, we're not gonna die, why are you gonna die? That's why asking for a king, you're not gonna die for asking a king. It's not הלכה עם שולחן ערוך, if you ask for a king, you die. It's not a chash chaluk, it's not allowed to ask for a king. It's not a chash chaluk, you don't die for that. Anyway, if you really... If you made a mistake anyway, so you shouldn't appoint the king, it's such a big mistake. It just was requested. I mean, it's only requested to have a king. So if this is such a bad thing to request a king, so Shmuel should have said, listen, forget about this, it's wrong. He just answered back. He said, listen, it's not proper to ask for a king. I am the Navi, you don't have to have a king. But for this, you don't die. You don't die because you ask for a king. And you don't have to be afraid because you see rain is coming. Shmuel Navi is proving them that they made a sin. Okay, so maybe I made a little sin. I'm going to die, Chas Shalom, because I requested a king. You don't die if you request a king. There is no sin to request a king. The question is, why Shmuel is really so upset about this, and why am Israel so scared from that thing that Shmuel is trying to prove that it is such a bad thing. Don't worry about it. I'm afraid. Chas Shalom, I did something bad. Shmuel Navi said, you did a bad thing. He says, don't worry. What do you mean, don't worry? That's the whole lecture. You did something very bad, and Shmuel Navi brought the rain, and then he said, please, pray for us, because we might die. When he said, don't worry. I said, what do you mean don't worry? He just told us to worry about it. He just told us that we committed a big sin by asking a king. He said, don't worry about it. אתם עשיתם את כל הרע הזאת, you did all that sin, אך אל תעשו מאחרי השם, אתם את השם ובשם כל רבכם. Please, do not go away from הקדוש ברוך הוא. לא תסורו, אך אל תעשו מאחרי השם, אתם את השם ובשם כל רבכם. ראש עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, it's all you have. לא תסורי שנת go away, כי אחרי התואר שלו, אשר לא יועיל, don't go after the things that really has no meaning. It won't help you, ולא יצילו כתור המה. Nonsense, the עבודה זרה is nonsense. כי לא יתוש השם את עמו, הוא is not going to leave his nation, ברור שמה גדול for his big name, כי יועיל השם לעשות אתכם לעולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא made you as a nation. So this is really the Akhtara of this parasha. This really has nothing to do with the parasha. Of course, there is something, some hints in the Torah, in the Mefarshim about Shmuel Navi, about Korach, that Shmuel Navi is the great grandson of Korach. But that's the same explanation that this is parasha. Korach had the guts, if you may say, to have a machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu, is because he saw Shmuel Navi coming from his great-grandchildren. He said, because Shmuel Navi, I'm going to survive. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu threatened Korach and told Korach, listen, by having machlokas with me, something might happen to you. And so you're going to get burned, you're going to die. And Korach said, nothing can happen to me. I'm going to be the Kohen HaGadol. I'm not afraid of you because I see in my prophecy that Shmuel Navi is coming for my great-grandchildren. How is this possible? Something will happen to me. So the Gemara, he was right, but he was wrong. Because he it won't come directly from him. It means he will not have the zechut from Shmuel Levi. His children are going to have the zechut. So this is maybe the connection between the parasha and the haftarah, maybe. That we're reading about Shmuel Levi, that Shmuel Levi was a great grandson of Korach, and Korach, he thought Shmuel Levi is going to save him. It's possible this is the connection between the parasha and the haftarah, even though nothing about Shmuel Levi was mentioned in the parasha, but it means that Korach, maybe that's the mistake. But this has nothing to do with that story. I mean, if you want to tell me about Shmuel Levi, tell me a story about Shmuel Levi, but it's nothing. That story, the Chachamim chose that we should read this paragraph for the haftarah, that he's talking about appointing a king, and he should not have appointed a king. Again, this might be, again, something about Korach. He wanted to be, but he didn't want to be the king. We don't know exactly what he wanted. He wanted to be a Kohen Gadol, maybe he wanted to be the king. Again, the Shmuel Levi is going to appoint a king, even though he's a great grandson of Korach, as far as the Machloket. And he is ready to give, if you may say, his authority to the new king that's coming. Again, he's screaming at Am Yisrael, and he's telling them they made a tremendous sin by asking a king. So this is something that we should not have a king. So this is against his great-grandfather, that Korach wanted maybe to become a king. If he does, if he didn't want to become a king, there's a reason for this haftarah. So why do you have to read this haftarah? The way the haftarah starts is also the Shmuel Levi coordination. He said, let's go to Gilgal and let's renew the kingdom. And Am Yisrael appointed a king, and they're very happy, and the slaughter over there, and they're all very happy. It's a whole party, it's a whole party. In the middle of the party, Shmuel stands up and gives a lecture. He gives them a lecture, the whole thing is wrong, you're going to die. He says, from where did you go? I mean, if the whole thing is wrong, you should not have gone. He says, first he called Am Yisrael, and they all went to the Gilgal, and they sacrificed over there, and everybody's happy. It's like a chag, it's a Yom Tov. And says, in the middle of the party, Shmuel is standing up on the chair and he said, let me give you a lecture. He says, the whole thing is wrong from A to Z. He says, what do you take us from here? If the whole thing is wrong, you should not have taken us, and you should not have told us to sacrifice all these things. It's wrong. So now you're telling me that it's wrong that I appointed a king, and I'm going to show you it's wrong by bringing now rain. He says, if the whole thing is wrong, it's in the middle of the party. You're telling me this. Before the party, you don't bring me to the Gilgal. Don't appoint the king. And don't tell me to sacrifice over there. And then I should not be happy. And Shmuel is happy. In the middle of the party, standing up, it sounds like a funeral. He says, the whole thing is wrong, and everybody's going to punish you. He says, why don't you tell me to come over here? If the whole thing is wrong, you should not have taken me over here to the Gilgal. Just forget about the whole thing. So in the middle of the party, everything is ready. And says, Shmuel is giving them a lecture. It's very bad, very bad. Also, this has nothing to do with this kind of statement that Shmuel Levi is going to say that I didn't take anything from nobody. I didn't take it. Who said you did? I mean, what are you afraid of? Shmuel Levi said, listen, ask for a king. Shmuel Levi is giving the lecture, says, did I do anything wrong? He begins to say you did anything wrong. You know, it's time for change. You know? Now is this is Democrat, this is Republican, this is election time, nothing is wrong. I mean, this is democracy. He said, I'm sorry, we had you, and it's time for change. You're not the king, so we want somebody. Anyway, it was war time, and we were afraid that you're not leading us in the war. Never the Kohen Agadol, that Eliyahu Kohen, and Shmuel never went in front of Israel to fight. I need a fighter. I need a chief of staff. I need somebody to go in front of me. He said, it's a tremendous burden. He says, nobody wants to take us to war. So we asked for a king. So Shmuel Levi standing up on the chair and said, let me ask you something. Did I do anything wrong? Did I take any donkey, any bull? Did I take a bribe? He says, did I didn't do something? He says, tell me, is it true? Is it true? So everybody said, no, they didn't take anything. And again, Shmuel said, in one version, that Hashem from Shammai said this, you didn't take anything. He says, well, what this has to do with this, if it was a sin by asking to have a king, this has nothing to do if I did or I didn't take. If I would have taken something, I mean, Shmuel Levi would come and says, listen, Shmuel Levi, you're not a true Navi, you're a false Mekubal. It's called a false Mekubal, false Allah. The guy is a thief. He has no kolel, he has no yeshiva, he's telling you as a kolel, yeshiva, he's no kolel, no yeshiva, the whole thing is a block. So fine, I understand. But this has nothing to do with the lecture now. This has nothing to do with the lecture. If it's a sin to ask for a king, that's the sin. It's nothing to do with Shmuel Levi standing over there on his chair and says, listen, am I clean? Am I pure? Says, who said you clean? Who said you pure? There's nothing to do with anything. What do you have to know with? But there's nothing to do with the Navi. And certainly it's nothing to do with this haftarah, this parasha. I mean, I mean, this is like sounds like a confession, like his last word of Shmuel HaNavi that he's going to die, and he wants to make sure maybe he stole from somebody, so he wants to give it back. There's nothing to do with this idea of appointing a king. This is just the beginning, if we may say, of the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech. It's not exactly the beginning, but it's almost the beginning. The Shmuel HaNavi is giving a lecture. He says, did I steal? Did I take? He says, no, we didn't take. He says, so why did you appoint him? What does that have to do with you? He didn't. We wanted somebody else. He says, we wanted somebody to lead us in the war. We didn't want you to lead us because you cannot lead us. You're Navi. Navi doesn't lead. Also, the miracle that he's doing, I mean, it says today is the summertime, and soon you're going to see rain is coming down. Rain is coming down in the summertime. So first of all, the Gemara said, you just cannot do whatever you want. It's a sin, the Gemara said. You cannot just tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want rain. You can't do it. It says you have to have a very good reason to do it. But not because you want to clear yourself or you want to clarify something and to say something and you say, I'm going to prove myself. Not to prove yourself. It's nothing to do with proving yourself. You say, this is wrong or right. This is the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Rambam, this is Halacha. If I did wrong, I don't have a miracle. I said, you open up the book. It said, it's wrong to appoint a king. You don't need a king. I'm your Navi. I said, it's wrong. Here it says. I said, by making a miracle, it doesn't mean anything. A miracle doesn't mean anything. It's halakha that you don't follow a miracle. So the Navi can do a miracle, but it doesn't mean anything. So you have to have a special reason to do a miracle. It's time for the Navi, let's say, they did Avodah Zarah. So the Navi wanted to prove them that Hashem was Elohim, and that he took the Navi Abal. He said, listen, we're going to sacrifice, that see fire is going to come down. So you're allowed to do such a thing. But here's just a simple argument. Say, should I have a king? Should I have a king? So should I have a government? Should I have a government? He says, the government is good for me, the government is not good for me. He says, look, I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to bring rain. But who said you're allowed to do such a thing? It's not for sure that a person is allowed to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to prove, even though that he's doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring me rain today in order to show that I'm right or wrong in my lecture to you, with my demand to you, or if you did something wrong. It's not so simple to do such a thing. I mean, if they did worship of Avodah Zarah at the time, like Eliyahu HaNavi, and you want to build an altar, you want to prove that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is God, and he says this is going to be a miracle, so maybe it'll convince them, maybe it won't convince them. But this is your law. But this is something. It's a private discussion that Shmuel HaNavi decided to talk to Am Yisrael about appointing a king. He said, I'm going to show you he did something wrong. He says, here, rain is coming down now. Oh, what are we? The way he speaks also to them, it says Ratchem Rabbah, he made a tremendous big bad thing by asking a king. Tremendous bad. It's not so bad. It says, you think that you're the right candidate and they don't think so. It's not so bad. Maybe it's wrong. It says Ratchem Rabbah. He made a very big mistake. The truth of the matter is that most of the kings, if you read seven Melachim, and we mentioned most of the kings were very bad kings, most of them. I would say maybe 90% of the kings were bad. Yehudim, yeah. Israel, almost all of them, from Yerubam ben Nevat till the last one, most of them, very bad. Even Yehudah ben Yamin, the grandson of David HaMelech, most of them were bad, most of them. Very few, really big tzaddikim, very few. Really, that whole concept of kingdom didn't work for Am Yisrael. Started from Shlomo HaMelech and down. Chachamim said, the Midrash says, well, again, the question is, why it's a sin to ask for a king, or it's a sin? It says Shmuel HaNavi is very upset about asking for a king. But the Gemara said that of 30 generations, from Avraham Avinu to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, that was the last king that we had in the first Beit HaMikdash. So up to Shlomo HaMelech, there are 15 kings. So the Gemara says it's like the moon. Up to the 15th day of the month, the moon rises. So from Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech, we climbed. It says from 15th day of the month till the end of the month, the moon is going down, smaller and smaller. The Shom Shlomo HaMelech, the whole thing is down there. So it means, really, the first king was Shaul, but half a king, if you may say. Because he is not part of that 15. The 15 starts really as David HaMelech. I mean, he is number 14, and Shlomo HaMelech number 15. And then after Shlomo was appointed as a king, you know, the whole thing is going down, down. Until Tzidkiyahu, this is so called sunset. This is the end of the month. This is going to be no moon at all. So Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, says the Gemara, the last day of the month. It means the 30th generation from Avraham Avinu means finished. It's finished. And really never came back as a kingdom, because the Gemara said that the Ramamites in the second Beit HaMikdash, the kings really had no power. They were like puppets. First they were puppets underneath the regime of Iran, Parat, and then Greek, the Greeks, and then the Romans, but never had really authority to do whatever they wanted. They tried to do certain things, but really had not. It's really the kingdom, said the Gemara, was finished. But Tzidkiyahu HaMelech was the last king, no more kingdom. And again, he is being described as the lowest of the lowest, even though he was not such a bad one, but it means that the concept of kingdom was finished. And again, there is a mitzvah, again, there is a mitzvah in the Torah to appoint a king. And even if it would not be a mitzvah to appoint a king, it wouldn't be such a bad thing to appoint a king. So that is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, it's like a new paragraph in the Jewish calendar. And the reason is, says Zari, that we have 12 months, and the first 12 months of the year that starts from Nisan, Nisan Yam Sivan, Hashem's name really starts with the letter Yud. Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Iyar is Yud Kei Kei Vav. Sivan. Yud Vav Kei Kei. You don't help me. Tammuz starts with a Hey. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu has four letters in his name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the first 3 months of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name starts with the letter Yud. The next 3 months starts with the Hey. The next 3 months starts with the Vav. The next 3 months starts with the Hey. The Chodesh Tammuz is a new season, but it's not a new season because it's summertime, because it's very hot. Of course, it's hot also. But there are four seasons in the year. Says that the four seasons of the year is not the four seasons because you hear the weather. It's the four seasons because Hashem's name changes. So the first 3 months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, this is called spring. Hashem's name starts with the Yud. Tammuz, Av, Elul, Hashem's name starts with the Hey. So then Tishrei, Hashem's name, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kisev, with Vav, Tevet, Shvat, Adar, with the Hey. Now he's going to explain what he means. The Acharon Hey. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay? Hashem's name. Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. The first 3 months of the year, Hashem's name starts with the Yud. In the next three months, Hashem's name starts with the Hey. The next 3 months, Hashem starts with the Vav. The last 4 months, Hashem starts with the Hey. So the summertime, it starts from Chodesh Tammuz. So Zari, you should know, it's hot outside, so you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it this way. She made it this way. So it's supposed to be hot. I mean, it's the summertime, and everybody complains, too much rain, and what's going to be with all the summer dresses, you know? And the summer, you know, summer clothing we bought, it, you know, the bathing suits, and we're going to use it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, and the summer started. So Baruch Hashem, you know, so we can appreciate the weather, man. So Zari, it's not exactly the way you say that. It's not so simple. Don't think it's just a pleasure to have a summer. I mean, it's very good to have a summer, I don't say. But it's not the way we think, summer time. Hashem made it this way. Hashem made winter, Hashem made summer, Hashem made spring, Hashem made fall. Makes sense, why not? I mean, Hashem wanted it, we had it. So now it's summer time, and he says, where's the summer? Where's the first day of summer? Everybody was waiting, where's the first day of summer? He says, don't pray for the summer. Don't pray for the summer. You don't know what the secret of the summer. Summer is not good for you. It's not good. Says the Chacham Sforno in Parashat Noah that before the Mabul was no summer. Never. It was always spring. All the time spring. If you ever went to South Africa, but this is something very similar in South Africa. Never summer, never winter. Says before the Mabul was no such thing summertime or wintertime. Says all the time was spring. Spring. It's not so bad. I don't know. Spring is not so bad. Not so good. Sforno said also, even as I told you, the world today tilt on the side was this way. Told you this. I never told you. No. Universe standing on an angle right now. It turns on an angle. Huh? Next, yeah. Before the Mabul it was this way. Straight. The Ketubah Sforno, Parashat Noach. Before the Mabul, the world was turning this way, straight. What does it mean, Shani? Before the Mabul, the world was like this. It was like this. After the Mabul, the world was like this. It was like this. So before the Mabul, the world was standing straight and was turning straight, and this was why we had spring all the time. After the Mabul, the world tilted and it's turning this way now and in an angle. This is why we have these kind of forces. This is Chacham Avadia Sforno in Parashat Noah. So again, it's very nice, you know, summertime, you know, we want to have, you know, we had enough winter. I mean, we want to have summertime. The spring, the 3 months of when we say spring, Hashem's name appears as a Yud. That's the first letter of Hashem's name, Yud. It just has to switch the other three letters. But Hashem's name starts with the Yud. It says summertime, Hashem's name starts with the Hey. That's what Ari says. Says Dari is called Bina. Yud. Hey.
Bina.
Vav. Okay, so we get it. Says Dari like this: the letter Yud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Chokhmah, wisdom. The letter Hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Bina. Bina, it means understanding. It says summertime, Hashem's name starts with Hey. What's wrong with this? It says Dari Bina, Kol Adinim Baim Bina. All the bad tragedies come from that concept that's called Bina. It says Bina is Hey. It says you have Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. The first letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud, refers to Chokhmah, to the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The letter Hey of Yudke Vavke refers to Bina, understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Dari, somebody is going to ask you tragedies. Why the tragedies really happen? Something happened. It says, who causes that? And it says, there's a concept that's called Bina. Hey. Hey causes it. Zolam Asin Yivra Behey. This word was created with the letter Hey. It says Hey is called Bina. Bina, again, means understanding. It says understanding, that this is the explanation of the letter Hey that we find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The second letter Hey shows something is called understanding, and all the tragedies, says the Nari, says the Zohar, comes from that concept of this letter. It's called Bina. If something happens, says Nari, all year round, something happened, a tragedy, something, a bomb, somebody died, accident, says, who you blame for? Where did it come from? He said, it came from a letter He. He says, what letter A is? The letter He is called Bina, understanding. I said, summertime, says Ari, hey, let us hear someone. You have to remember the whole lecture. You have to remember, Ari says, you have to remember Hashem's name in the next 3 months. Tammuz, Av, Elul, starts with Hey. Says, tonight, says Ari, Hashem's name appears as a letter Hey, letter Vav, letter Hey, letter Yud. That's the Kavanah, says Ari, that you must, says Ari, to have this Kavanah tomorrow, and Musaf. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadesh Yisrael, Vashu Chodashim. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, even then it's do, it says Hashem, Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. You should visualize in front of you, Hey, and Vav, Hey, and Yud. That's Ari. Again, for the next 3 months, says Ari, Hashem's name appears as Hey is the first letter. Says, what's the difference? What's the first letter? Says Ari, it's a big difference. It says summertime. It says, you like the weather. It says, bad for you, bad for you. It says, what's so bad about this hot summer? Says Ari, hot summer means Hashem's name appears as a Hey. First, Hey means judgment. Says Ari, it's based again, this is based on the, this is the Haftarah that really we read before, on Shabbat HaKadosh before Pesach. It says, Hine Yom Ba, Boer Katano. It says, I love the hot weather. It says, hot weather. B'ezrat Hashem Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to burn the universe with the sun. It's going to be steamy weather. People are down the street, hot weather. It says, you wanted to have hot weather, you didn't like the rain? Here it is, you got it. In one day you got 95 degrees, 100 degrees. It says, well, Baruch Hashem, it says Ali, Baruch Hashem, yes. But you have to know the truth. Summertime is a tragedy. Because it's a hey. It means the understanding. The Bina is ruling. That's what it is. It says Tammuz, it's called Tkufat Tammuz. The season of Tammuz, the season of summertime. It says the season of summertime. Don't think it's something so to be proud of and to enjoy. It says I have a weekend, Baruch Hashem, I go every week to the country. It says perfect, I love it. It says it's very nice, but you should know the concept. The concept is Tammuz, Av, Elul, this is the summertime. Summertime is not the great time for you. Says Ari, but of course we have in the summertime, in Chodesh Tammuz we have Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, in Chodesh Av we have Tisha B'Av. It says Elul, says Ari, we manage. Elul, the Tziruf is something else, Zakati Elano, it says because of the charity that people give in Elul, says Ari, we survive Chodesh Elul from the tragedy. Says Ari, that you should know what you're going into, says Chodesh Tammuz. It says the Meraglim went to Eretz Israel, was Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, was today. Today, Chavtet B'Sivan, the Meraglim was sent to Eretz Israel, and they went to Eretz Israel for 40 days, they came back to Tisha B'Av. It says, first of all, we did the Golden Calf on Tammuz the year before, and the second year, the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. First, about the Golden Calf, secondly, about the spies that came back on Chodesh Tammuz. We don't have the information exactly when the story with Korach happened, but it happened the way it says, the way the Rashi brings it, happened right after the Meraglim, after the spies. We don't know if it, I don't know if it was in the summertime. We don't know exactly when it happened. It doesn't say exactly when this the whole thing started. But it says, well, we say maybe it started right after the spies, right after the spies. The Rashi said it's the false argument with Am Yisrael, with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not even want to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. Again, says Ari, that this is the season, it's called the summer season, is something that we have to be careful on the, in the summertime. Especially the 3 weeks, says Ari, between, that's the Shulchan Aruch says, between Shabbat and Tisha B'Av. But just the summertime itself, the concept of summer, says Ari, is something not so great, not so great. The greatest thing, of course, is going to be the spring, and this is really what the Sephono says. As Dari says, that the world should have spring all the time. Spring all the time, and the reason is because Hashem's name starts with the Yud. This is called Chokmah, wisdom. And this is really should continue the whole year round. And the reason for the changes of the seasons, again, before the Mabul was no changes. It's not something that must be. The season started to appear, that's the way it is, Parshat Noach, because of the Mabul. Before the Mabul, says the Tana, was no season. It's constantly spring all the time. Not all the places, of course. Mainly it means the center, means Eretz Israel. I mean, the North Pole was always cold, and certain places was always hot. But in the center of universe was constantly spring time. In Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, it's tonight, the Ori says this is the new season. And the new season again, this is not something to be proud of, says Dari, this is something not so good. Says Dari, what is really the concept of this season that we're going into? That's Chodesh Tammuz. Let's call it, as we say, that the Hashem's name that we have to visualize tomorrow, and Tuesday mainly in Musaf, is that the Hashem's name is start with the Hay.
Why is it always
saying
in
Musaf? This is Dari says. Right. Dari says the word Musaf is a deviation. The Musaf, it's not exactly the letters of Musaf, but it's those four letters. Musaf, if you switch them, the abbreviation is Tom Piyot Mastinenu Mekatrigen. The Talmud will please close the mouth of those, the ones that talking against us, means the prosecutors. As Musaf has a tremendous power to close up the mouth of the prosecutors. That's the power of Musaf. Therefore, Dari says, must do it in Musaf. It doesn't mean you should not do it in Shacharit, you should not do it in Arvit. But it means it's crucial, Dari says, in Musaf you should do it. So Dari says like this. So this concept is called Bina. Patach Eliyahu and another Arvit says, Bina. Biba. Lev. It's in the heart. It's in the heart. It means like this. When it says in the Torah, Lo'avdo b'chol levavchem, that you say in Shema Yisrael, that's what Shmuel Navi tells them Israel also now, that you have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. And it says, now I don't worship with all my heart. So you don't worship with all your heart, it means that you're missing something in that letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the tragedies come from that letter. So in order for you to avoid the tragedies, many in the summertime, says Dari, is you have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, because Bina, that understanding, is inside your heart. And that's what we say in Shema Yisrael, Lovdo Chol Levavchem. With all your heart, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to walk with all your heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care if you walk with 50% of your heart. But what it means is, if you don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, it means something is missing in your heart, that thing is not going to stop the tragedy, Chas V'Shalom, from coming. Of course, the tragedy is that it came because we did the golden calf and because of the spies. So again, now he says that, you know, the spies and the golden calf are tied together. It's not because it has some connection, because the meraglim thing was with the eye, and the avodah zarah zelota tu acharei levavchem, it's in the heart. It means the heart and the eye are connected. But that's what the mitzvah that we have, that we read last week, parasha belota tu, don't go after your eyes and your heart, says Dari, because the eye and heart are connected. And the eyes of a person is responsible for the sin of the meraglim, that they went out and they looked to the eyes and they said, we don't want it. And the heart is the avodah zarah, the person has the avodah zarah in his heart. This is the golden calf. So again, the golden calf was created, was made in the summertime, in the bad season on Chodesh Tammuz, and the meraglim came back to Am Yisrael on Av. That Av is in the summertime as well, and this is the two big sins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgave us, and all the tragedies says Dari come on that season. So Dari, that this is really the Kavanah that's needed, that we should have a Kavanah for tomorrow, for example, says Dari, that Hashem's name appears as a Hey first. It says Hey and the Vav, Hey and the Yud comes from a sentence in Megillat Esther, V'chol Zeh Enenu Shoveh Li. So that's the sentence that Haman said. He says, Haman said, all this is not worth it for me. All this not worth it for me. It means that the Gemara says he was pointing on his heart. And he said, on his heart, I have all, says the Gemara, I have all my treasures and all my fortune engraved on my heart. And this is not worth it as long as Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. So this is the sentence that you should have in mind on Musaf tomorrow. It says, when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Tavu Zeh Chodashim, you say Baruch Ata Hashem, should have in mind, V'chol Zeh Enenu Shoveh Li. That's what it says. It says, V'chol Zeh, the last letter of the word Zeh is Hey. It says, this is the Hey that you have to have a Kavanah tomorrow. The Hey of the word Zeh, the Hey of Bina, the Hey of understanding, this is what you have in mind. Cesari, let me explain to you what I mean. He says, of course, you want to have a king. He says, very nice. He says, we go back to the Aftarah. I want to appoint a king. I love to have a king. He says, it's a very good idea. He says, excuse me. What's wrong with me, Shmuel HaNavi says? What's wrong with me that you don't want me? Did I take anything? Did I do anything? Did I take a bribe? Cesari, that when Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to know the reason why did the golden calf, he says, V'dizahav, you gave them too much money. You gave them too much money. He says, when they came out of Egypt, he says, V'yasam Moshe Etam, he says, it was called Bizat Hayam. They found what today they show on the internet, those wheels, you saw? Unbelievable, you saw? Yeah, all the newspapers now. No, in Yom Suf. Now, the Egyptian people went on Yom Suf with the metal detector. I think it was 3 days ago, 4 days ago, they started to dig in Yom Suf, next to the Suez Canal, all around and other places. They found buried in the ground bones of horses and wheels from gold.
Sure.
Chariot. But big time, what to say? Big time. Ashar HaMitzrim, Ashar. A few days ago. You can see it on the internet. A few days ago. I mean, a few weeks ago already they found a wheel. They found one wheel. Again, because they went with the metal detector on the boat. And the metal detector showed them there's a lot of metal underneath. So they said, what kind of metal we have downstairs? So this is they found out that those wheels from the chariot. Gold ones. I don't know, it's hard to believe it's all of them gold. I mean, it's very heavy. I mean, maybe they had special horses to pull it. It's almost impossible to pull such a thing. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that it's in the Torah. If somebody's going to ask you, why did you make the golden calf? He says the golden calf was made because of that looting whatever we found on the shore when the Egyptian drowned in the water. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'dizahav, he said, you gave them too much gold. Because they have too much gold, that forced them to do the golden calf. So what it means is like this, if you're after gold, and your whole concept is you want, it says in the Torah, V'yasam Moshe Etam, that 3 days they were busy over there collecting. They didn't want to depart from Yom Suf with all the looting, because the Gemara said that the Egyptian people used to hang on the horses, on the chariot, all the jewelers and then all the precious stones. And Am Yisrael found it on the shore after the whole thing was finished, and they wanted it so much. He says, this is called Bizat Hayam, Torez Zahav Na'aselach, Im Nekudot HaKatzev. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you so much on the beach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, that was the whole fault.
1990.
Yeah, besides the 19 donkeys each one had, they started to collect on the beach. I don't know how they had so many donkeys to load them again. But that's the Gemara, that's the season for us. Cesari, that's the whole problem with the golden calf. Somebody's going to ask you, what's the root of the golden calf? Said, you had a desire in your heart for gold. You wanted to have more fortune. Each one had 90 donkeys full of dishes, gold and silver. They wanted to have more. He said, not only one wanted to have more. After they crossed Yom Suf and they saw the miracle, instead, they went and said, Az-Yashir, very nice. Said, Az-Yashir. I said, what after Az-Yashir? He said, after Az-Yashir, we're going to walk. He said, where are you going? He said, we're going to collect more jewels. He said, you need more jewels? He said, the Gemara, Yetanu Shlomo HaMelech, Yetanu Shlomo HaMelech. This was really the way it says in the Gemara, the way it says, in the Midrash, that people used to kick on the street pieces of gold and silver. I said, I don't need it anymore. I don't want it. The concept is, that's the concept. The concept is, that's called the tikkun of Egyo, the tikkun of the golden calf, that I don't need fortune anymore. Of course, I need to live. But the desire to have more and more and more, this is the concept of the golden calf. This is in the heart of the person, that the person, it says, that has desire to put in storage more gold and more jewels, it doesn't even need it. He said, like Am Yisrael, the Atzmi said, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave it to them. He says, why did you show it to them? Why did the sea wash to the shore all those jewels and all the good things from the Egyptians, and Am Yisrael started to collect, and then you gave it to them. He says, it's very nice that you wanted to show it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but This caused our Israel to do the Egel. What it means is, of course it means we did a golden calf for other reasons as well. But Moshe Rabbeinu blamed, if we may say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's present to us by giving us these jewels and mainly gold. So not only that, this is really what the Torah tells us and describes that Aaron says to Am Yisrael, take off your earrings and give me your earrings. This is the idea of Aaron was that you should try to depart from so much gold that you have. And this is for Ashar, says the Gemara, that Korach, his name is Korach, that he was very rich. This is Ashir Kemo Korach, Korach Ashir. Let us read that Korach, that the Midrash says, Korach found one of the fortunes of Yosef HaTzadik, that Yosef hid. Says Yosef hid in Mitzrayim three places the fortune that he collected in the time of Paro, and he hid in three places gold and silver. And one of the places was under the Avodah Zarah Piyach Hirot, while Israel were in the desert, was under the Egyptian territory, and when they walked over there, and they parked over there, Korach went and he had a metal detector, started to dig in the ground, and he found third of the fortune of Yosef HaTzadik. So besides what he had, so that he came out of Mitzrayim with 90 donkeys, besides what he collected on the shore, and he says after besides the whole thing, he collected more gold, more jewels. It's unbelievable. It's like Gemara, the most richest, one of the richest person in the world ever was Korach. Korach. Says Ari, don't underestimate this guy. This guy is supposed to be the Kohen HaGadol. This guy is going, when the Mashiach will come, he's going to be the Kohen HaGadol, Korach. So Fetevot, Tzadik, Atamar, Yifrach, says Ari, the last letter of this concept, Tzadik, is Korach. Korach is a Tzadik. He said, what happened to him? What happened to him? Says Ari, the desire for gold is what's going to make this guy to ask and to make a machloket in Moshe Rabbeinu and to lose his chance, what he really should be, says the Zohar, the Kohen Gadol right now. That he really deserved to be the Tzaddik. But what went wrong is the desire for money, not money, gold. He's not a poor person. He's very rich, even richer by founding this treasure of Yosef HaTzaddik. Still, you'll see what's going to be the end. The end, everything now is in the desert, in Sinai. Says Ari, back to what we call America, back to square one. He says, wherever Korach found and he put all together, everything is going to be swallowed by the ground in Sinai Desert. If you go now, the Egyptian people will go in Sinai Desert, says the Gemara Masech Baba Batra, they're going to have a metal detector in Sinai Desert, they're going to find the fortune of Korach. This is the fortune that Yosef HaTzadik hid in the desert, and Korach found, the ground swallowed it. Swallowed it. Huh? No. You can hear it. The Gemara says, one of the Chachamim, Eliyahu Nevi took him. Baba Barba Chana, the Gemara Mesar Baba Batra said, Eliyahu Nevi took him to the desert. He says, can you hear something? He says, yeah, I hear Mr. Korach alive. The man is still alive downstairs, never died. This is the oldest man in the universe. The oldest man in the universe is standing over there. He doesn't have to have lunch, no supper, no breakfast. He's standing over there, alive, next to his fortune, and he's saying, Moshe emet, Torato emet, v'ani badal. He says, Moshe is right, the Torah is right, and I am a liar. That's what he's saying now since then, a few thousand years, without stopping. Gemara said, Rabbi Bachana heard it.
Huh?
Bedouin, yeah.
Is this because he's tzaddik?
Because he's a tzaddik, that's why he's still alive.
Tzaddik came down?
Right. Ah, that's fine, no, maybe. Maybe. Ari says he was a big tzaddik. Ari, the Zohar even said he's a Korach meant even a Shem Shamayim. The Machloke, the Zohar says. Still, Ari says, the downfall of Korach was his fortune. And it's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the downfall of Korach because of his fortune. So Ari, what it means is that this Avodah Zarah is in your heart and the desire for gold is in your heart as well. And says that concept of gold, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, pushed us to do the golden calf. And that desire of gold that Korach had pushed into the Machlok with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you may say. Huh? Chochmah lo. Rabbeinu Shevetzal. Sadari, this is really what Shmuel HaNavi, the core of Shmuel HaNavi coming from him, from his great-grandchildren. He says, I'm going to be saved because of him. Not because Shmuel HaNavi is great, is great. This is because Shmuel HaNavi is going to tell him, Israel, you don't understand. The concept, that's the whole lecture he's giving. I says, so you want to have a king? Fine. You're allowed to have a king. There's nothing wrong with asking to have a king. The mitzvah and the Torah to have a king. But you have to know what the king, what does it mean, a king? A king means that he should lead you to the destination. But you don't want to go to the destination. I'm going to prove it to you, you don't want to go to the destination. He says, what is the proof? He says, today is summertime. He says, summertime, it means judgment. He says, it's a very bad time. He says, I'm going to show you something. You see, my name is Shmuel HaNavi. He says, I'm going to show you how clear I am. And I show you what you're supposed to do. He says, did I take anything from anybody? Did I take any bribe? Did I ever do anything? Did I ever borrow a donkey, a monkey, a bull? Did I? No. He says, Mashamayim, Hashem. Hashem, as the Gemara said, answered, you didn't take anything. He says, not to say that Shmuel HaNavi is pure, he did not take bribe, or to say that Shmuel HaNavi is very holy man. So the Gemara, Uvetoha Ramata. כל מקום שולח שם בתו. So Shmuel HaNavi didn't even own a house. So the Gemara, every place he went, he had a bag. He had a bag. He said, that's my house. My suitcase in my house. My pajamas in my bag. And that's my furniture in my bag. I didn't have nothing. And the story about the Chafetz Chaim. Somebody came. You know the story of Chafetz Chaim. Somebody came to Chafetz Chaim asking, where is your furniture? The Chafetz Chaim asking, where is your furniture? I said, I'm on the way. Chafetz Chaim said, I'm also on the way. He says the concept is built on Shmuel HaNavi. He says with all the respect, he says Shmuel HaNavi was, if we may say, the poorest person on earth that owned nothing. Betoah Ramata, says the Gemara, every place he went, he says, I have my house coming along with me. That's my real estate. He says, where's your real estate? It's in my pocket. He says, what do you have in your pocket? It's in my pajamas. He says, the opposite of Korah. Opposite. He says, he's not interested in anything. He says, I'm going to show you to you something. I'm going to show you. He says, I'm going to tell Amisal, I want to show you something. Today is Tzichetim. Today is summertime. He says, today is summertime. And says, this is Cesari. That's the concept of Bikurei Anavim. And Bikurei Anavim, I'm sure, supported, said, this is the Chafetz Sivan. He says, today was the day that just before the Satan is coming very strongly. He says, summertime. He says, you have summertime. He says, summertime, very nice. I'd like to get tantan, says Ari, you have to understand, summertime is a dangerous season, very dangerous season. He says, this is the time that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is checking your heart. He's checking your heart. Where is the doctor? He says, he's checking your heart. He says, summertime, ask the doctor, it's the most operations probably he has in the summertime. Ask him.
That's why she was
Yeah. Says Ari that you should know the summertime, the concept of summertime, that it's called Tkufat Tammuz, the season starts from tonight, from Kodesh Tammuz, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is checking your heart, and he says, what you have on your heart? He says, you say like this, V'chol ze enyenu shaveli. He says, Haman's statement. He says, what's Haman's statement? The Gemara, Haman's statement, my heart is full with gold. Says the Gemara, Shnei Asherim Kamu Ba'olam, two very wealthy people. But Haman and Korach, this is the same concept. Both the heart was full of gold. Says Darid, heart is called Bina. Bina is called wisdom. I'm sorry, understanding. Understanding means judgment. Says Darid, what does this mean? It says the next 3 months, Hashem's name starts with a hey. Starts with a hey. Hey, what's hey? Says Darid, hey means judgment. It says hey refers to your heart. So Kadosh Baruch Hu checking your heart. It says the golden calf was made because our heart was full of gold. It says the spies made the sin because the eye is connected to the heart. It says this was the test of the spies. It says that Allah and Shulchan Aruch, that if a person has an eyeache, he's to run to the hospital on Shabbat. Because says the Gemara, Ina Beli Batalia. It says the heart of the person is connected to the heart. It says Darid, it's the same concept. It says that the eye of a person gives the instructions to the heart. You need more gold. It's not enough. It's not enough. Korach, it's not enough. 90 donkeys. It's not. You should have more and more gold. It says that's what the Torah says. The Korach was going to be swallowed But the Gemara with all its fortune, all its fortune. Because the Gemara says the fortune called Korach to make Mahogim Moshe Rabbeinu. So today he went to meet the Shem Shamayim and said, maybe, maybe. But the idea of the Machloket, the idea that with the concept that he went and he spoke to people, this is, so the idea is because his heart is damaged. So what do you mean his heart is damaged? So what it means is the hay, the letter hay that's supposed to be in the heart, is damaged. What it means is that he have judgment Chas Shalom against. Says Dari that this is really the summertime, the last 3 months of the summer of this season, spring and summer, is crucial. So the Gemara said that summertime is a bad time to do a lot of things. But the reason Dari said, because this is the test that we have in the summertime. And the test is to see if our heart is clear from that desire that our fathers had. And this is a lecture that Shmuel gives them. He says, you want to have a king? It's okay, it's not so bad. He says, well, let me tell you something. Is anything wrong with me? He says, it's not that I'm trying to be cute. I'm trying to tell you who I am. I says, this is what's supposed to be. He says, I never went after money. I'm not interested. I never borrowed the donkey from anyone. I didn't take any bribe. I didn't try to bribe anybody. I'm not interested in anything. So the concept is that you should clear your heart completely. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you. It's going to rain now. When it's going to rain. So what do you mean the rain? What the rain? The rain means no more summertime. It says rain in the summertime, says Ari. Of course, I don't like it. You know, I love to have a summertime. It says I'm having winter again. So, but you don't understand, says Ari. And rain in the summertime is a bracha. It means you don't have this hot weather. Says if you don't have the hot weather, says Ari, it means that's the concept of the Yom Melachim. Says before Mashiach will come, it's going to be steaming day. It says, why can't we make steaming day to kill people? Says the Yom Melachim, people will die on the street. People will burn to death on the street when Mashiach comes. Says Ari, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means summertime. The summertime means judgment. Says this is the letter Hey. Says Ari, it's called Bina. It says judgment, judgment. Shimon Levi says, I want to show you something. Says you ask for a king. You don't understand. You ask for a king not because you wanted the king to lead you to the right place. You have some kind of thought that you need a king because it's a war. This is that's wrong. You have to be like me. I says something like me. That means no summertime. Today is summertime. I'm going to show you it starts raining here. It starts raining here. It means no more summer, no more judgment. Zari, that this is was a miracle. It was necessary to prove to Israel that the concept is wrong. It says this was this the whole thing took place in the summer. So Zari, that this Korach also took place maybe in the summertime. That's why it says in the Torah maybe. But the concept against Zari is the concept of the summer. I says this is the goal, this is the continuation of the golden calf. I says, okay, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu is so upset and he doesn't even pray for Israel anymore. He says, that's the fourth time I'm not going to pray for them. I says, because the whole concept was in the summertime. That summertime, says Ari, this is a dangerous thing. Ari, this is really what the Haftarah is all about. Haftarah is the preparation for the summer. It's like Parshat Korah's preparation for the summer. So after that, the preparation was not because Shmuel Navi just a grandson of Korach, and Korach thought he's going to be saved because Shmuel Navi. You're going to be saved because Shmuel Navi is going to be your opposite, because you are after money and Shmuel is after nothing. So Shmuel's heart is clear completely. That's what Ari says, that this is really what the concept of a Nazir. The person is a Nazir, that he doesn't want to have anything in his life. This was the power that Shmuel Navi had. It was a Nazir. It says, Chana Imenu, she was like Yocheved. And this was the concept. She was 130 years old when she had Shmuel Navi, says the Midrash. Something like Yocheved was 130 when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chana was 130 when she gave birth to Shmuel Navi. When she gave birth to Shmuel Navi, she said, she made an Eder. She said, he's going to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. He's a Levi, Shmuel Navi was a Levi, but it's going to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. He says, it's going to be Nazir. He says, he's not interested in anything. It's called Nazir. And Nazir means he's not interested in anything. He says, that's what the power that gives Shmuel Navi is such a big power. And Korach thought because it's his grandson. He doesn't understand the concept. The concept is because he's going to survive, because to show what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to show the Chol Levavchem that our heart should be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to the gold we took out of Mitzrayim. So that's what to Shema Israel. The person Shema Israel, Shema Kedah Shem Echad, says, B'chol Levavchem, he says, B'chol Levavchem, all your heart. He says, what do you mean all your heart? Like, who doesn't need all your heart? He doesn't care if all your heart. He says, V'yu ha'dvarim ha'el ha'shanam tavchayim al levavecha. He says, the Torah should be engraved on your heart. So Zariah tells us to be engraved on your heart. What it means is that to correct the heart, it's called Hei Bina, to correct this heart, is the heart that wanted a desire for so much gold, caused you to do the golden calf. Eventually, this was the spies' sin that had to do with the eye that corrected to the heart. It says to correct this sin. It says, is b'chol levavchem, with all your heart you have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by your dvarim ha'ele, those words, the Torah should be engraved on your heart. Again, I don't have everything engraved on my heart. It says, the engraving of my heart is because I want to have everything in my heart in order for me to correct the sin of Korah, the sin of the spies, the sin of Amisad, the Golden Calf.